Today's podcast is brought to you by the Wet House. This National Historic Landmark in Wethersfield, Connecticut, served as a headquarters for George Washington and colonists during the year of 1781, towards the end of the Revolutionary War. Today, this house serves as a museum in this historically rich district of New England and presents you with this podcast on the Fifth Amendment. The Wet House, where you go if you want to win a battle.
Thank you all for joining us today. My name is Christian Musiak, and this is Peyton Follett.
Hello.
Both of us have done research and have produced this podcast on our Fifth Amendment for you today.
Our presentation today, the Fifth Amendment, will entail an in-depth knowledge and history on this great piece of American legislature.
One might ask if the Fifth Amendment is important, and to be honest, it is important, it always has been important, and it always will be important. This is because it plays a major role in keeping our legal system fair and just.
What does this amendment do, one might ask? Well, the Fifth Amendment is crucial in keeping a just legal system, as well as prevent further calamity that the court might cause. It is broken up into five principal clauses: grand jury, double jeopardy, self-incrimination, due process, and property compensation.
The first clause of the amendment is the grand jury clause. This states that a grand jury must find sufficient evidence in order for a trial to take place. The grand jury has to find this evidence before the trial can even take place. This protects the court from having, let's just say, bogus cases. It also exempts military courts from being bound to the same laws, and allows them to act in ways they deem fit. The second clause, the double jeopardy, this prevents someone from being tried for the same crime twice. This just simply means that a trial can't happen twice with simply a different judge or a different jury seeking a different outcome.
Following double jeopardy is the clause pertaining to preventing self-incrimination. By pleading the Fifth, one is not obligated to say anything that could be used against them. This is due to the fact that it is believed that one cannot testify against oneself, therefore making the claims ineffectual. This part of the amendment was intended to help prevent that and to remove confliction within oneself.
The next segment of the Fifth Amendment is the Due Process Clause. This is intended to ensure the basic fundamental rights while in court, as well as promote fairness. The due process and how it relates to court is further stated in the Sixth Amendment.
The final clause of this amendment is the process of government utilizing the eminent domain. Eminent domain is the process in which the government seizes property, privately owned property, for its own varying purposes. However, this fine piece of the amendment ensures the rightful compensation for the property detained. It enables the government to assume private lands at market price for public use and for the good of the community only. However, we will see a case in which this becomes highly disputed.
All the segments of this amendment provide important protection and rights that have been demonstrated and utilized time and time again since the ratification of the Bill of Rights, when this amendment first made its legal debut. Some amendments fade their relevance, but the Fifth has a key importance in multiple ways. Specifically, double jeopardy, self-incrimination, compensation clause have all remained of great significance.
These three clauses in particular are unique to the amendment, unlike the due process, and have determined or restrained the court system on several occasions. However, as time changes, so does the interpretation and significance. For example, the self-incrimination clause, as viewed by the framers of the Bill of Rights, maintained an innocent image of the person accused. Today, however, to refrain in court is often regarded as implying guilt subconsciously. This was by no means the intention of the amendment as originally designed. Other instances involve the evolving power of government and how it is dispensed. Such a case created an environment prime for major influential court decisions that orchestrated or changed the way that the amendment is viewed today.
In trying to understand this amendment better, I researched the famous Miranda versus Arizona court case that took place in 1966. This was a landmark decision by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled with a 5-4 vote that the charges of kidnapping and rape on Ernesto Miranda should be dropped because of law enforcement's failure to inform him of his legal rights prior to confession. In this case, he was not informed and thus did not know he had the right to an attorney and the right to remain silent during questioning. The Supreme Court ruled that this confession could not act as evidence in court, and the ruling also greatly enforced the Fifth Amendment amongst people.
Another major case pertaining to the fluxation of application of this amendment is the shocking and controversial case of Kalo versus New London. Starting in 2000 and taking 4 years to definitively get a ruling, the Kalo versus New London case began with the Connecticut governor, John Rollin, wanting to boost the economy in New London by supporting commercial business. To do so, the government began seizing the necessary land. However, while direct government use for the good of the people is enabled by the Fifth Amendment, this condemnation of land was for a private, commercially owned business with a possibility for public benefit. Not a guarantee, but a possibility. 15 properties owned by 7 families refused to yield their land, claiming it violated this Fifth Amendment rights and what they were entitled to. The case was brought to the court, and the government easily won the rights to seize the land until the Institute for Justice stepped in and managed to bring the case to the Supreme Court. While ultimately they failed to change the ruling, this case became of monumental importance. Not only was it the first time that the court set a ruling in favor of the government for indirect commercial benefit, the fact that it ascended to the Supreme Court, making national news, shocked millions of people who are unaware of the eminent domain. Finally, the purpose of revoking the land failed as well, making it futile and pointless, further adding to the public's uproar.
For further insight on the amendment, feel free to visit our sources at the Fifth Amendment First Principles Self-Incrimination Clause.yale.edu, the Fifth Amendment Encyclopedia Britannica, Common Sense View of the Fifth Amendment, the Journal of Criminal Law, Kalo versus New London, the Washington Post, Continent.time, LawCornell.edu, the Fifth Amendment, and JSOAR articles relevant to the Fifth Amendment.
Thank you for joining us today on this informative podcast on the Fifth Amendment. We would once more like to thank The Web House for making this all possible. The Web House, where you go if you want to win a battle.
Thank you.